This is Akashwani, the news read by Morgan Bagra. Both houses have been adjourned till tomorrow after continuous slogans were being raised by opposition members over Bihar's special intensive revision exercise and Operation Sindoor on the third day of the Parliament Monsoon Session 2025. The opposition's protest demanding discussions on Pahalgam and Operation Sindoor have led to the adjournment of both houses. Meanwhile, a detailed discussion on Operation Sindoor has been scheduled in the Rajya Sabha on 29th July, with 16 hours allotted for the debate. The decision to allocate dedicated time was taken during a meeting of the Business Advisory Committee held earlier today. Union Minister Giriraj Singh today expressed concern over the behaviour of the opposition. Speaking to media outside Parliament, he alleged that the opposition is deliberately trying to spread confusion. Mr. Singh further questioned the opposition as to why they are avoiding debates when the government has expressed its willingness to engage in discussions. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, today accused the government of not responding to opposition questions on Operation Sindoor and United States President Donald Trump's claims of brokering a ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Speaking to reporters at the Parliament House complex, Mr. Gandhi said opposition wants discussions on Operation Sindoor. Congress leader also raised question over the Election Commission's drive of special intensive revision of electoral rolls. Union Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia today introduced the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 in the Lok Sabha. Introducing the bill, Mr. Mandavia said that the bill seeks to provide for the development and promotion of sports, welfare measures for sportspersons and ethical practices based on basic universal principles of good governance. The minister said the bill also aims to provide the resolution of sports grievances and sports disputes in a unified, equitable and effective manner. Mr. Mandavia also introduced the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 in the lower house. The bill seeks to amend the National Anti-Doping Act 2022. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for his four-day official visit to United Kingdom and Maldives. In the first leg of his visit, he will hold discussions with his UK counterpart Keir Starmer and call on King Charles III. Speaking to Akashwani, India's High Commissioner to the UK, Vikram Kumar Doraiswamy, said the visit is expected to yield mutual benefits for both nations. In the second leg of his visit, Prime Minister will undertake a state visit to Maldives from 25th to 26th July on the invitation of Maldivian President Mohamed Moizou. Mr. Modi will also interact with business leaders of both the countries during the visit. The Election Commission has started the process of election to the office of Vice President following the resignation of Jagdeep Dhankar. The process commenced after the Ministry of Home Affairs notified the resignation of Mr. Dhankar yesterday. On Monday, Jagdeep Dhankar resigned from his post citing health issues. New Delhi has called for imposing a serious cost on nations promoting cross-border terrorism. India's permanent representative P. Harish told the UN Security Council that it is essential to respect some fundamental principles, including zero tolerance for terrorism, to promote international peace and security. He described Pakistan as a serial borrower steeped in fanaticism, contrasting it with India's model of democracy and development. Rejecting the claims about U.S. President Donald Trump's mediation, India's permanent representative to the UN stated that the operation was paused after achieving its primary objectives and was paused at Pakistan's request. National Broadcasting Day is being observed across the country today to highlight the pivotal role of broadcasting in India's development, educational outreach and cultural preservation. On this day in 1927, the first ever radio broadcast in the country went on air from the Bombay station under the Indian Broadcasting Company. On the 8th of June 1936, the Indian State Broadcasting Service was renamed All India Radio and later gained its name Akashwani. India's economy is set to remain the fastest growing among major economies, with GDP projected to grow by 6.5% in 2025 and 6.7% in 2026. A report released by the Asian Development Bank today says the growth outlook is supported by strong domestic demand, a normal monsoon and monetary easing. The report further highlights that inflation is expected to stay within the Reserve Bank of India's tolerance band, with 3.8% forecast for 2025 and 4% for 2026. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.